Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Thursday, April 25th. Yes, it is finally draft day. Earlier today, we dropped our final predictive mock draft for the Jaguars. Yesterday, I did my final what I would do mock draft. Right now, we're taking a look at the most likely scenarios for the Jaguars in round one of the 2024 NFL draft. Most of the coverage the last couple days has been kind of big picture, taking a look at everything. This is really honing in on the different permutations, the different possibilities, ripple effects that could happen that impact the Jaguars and their 17th overall pick. We're going to break it all down. Five most likely scenarios for the Jaguars in round one of the 2024 NFL draft, which again kicks off tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Can't wait for it. It has been a long, long road to get here. We are finally here, Duval. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Without further ado, let's jump into three honorable mentions and then the top five, right? Honorable mention, Edge at 17 or an 8 trade down. I think Jared Verse makes a ton of sense for the Jaguars. I think Dallas Turner makes a lot of sense as well. I think it's more likely that Jared Verse is there around pick 17 for the Jaguars than Dallas Turner is. I think Turner will be the first edge off the board. I also like Leiatu Latu quite a bit. I think that Latu would be a good fit for the Jaguars, but does not have the bulky length, does not pass that threshold, right? He has 32 and change arms. Bulky in the first round especially is usually looking for 33 plus inch arms. Jared Verse and Dallas Turner both pass that with flying colors. I think Verse is more of a speed to power type of guy, big, stout. I know he only came at 254 at the combine, but I think he plays bigger than that. Certainly looks like it on tape. And then Dallas Turner, more of that freak athlete who has great length. He can drop into coverage. He can rush. He can play the run a little bit as well. I think that both of those guys would be candidates for the Jaguars should they decide to go edge. But again, not one of my most likely scenarios, but it is a possibility. Also, offensive line at 17, honorable mention here. There are future needs at offensive line, certainly. I think when you look at your interior right now, you've got Mitch Morse and Brandon Scherff, who are both aging veterans, but guys that can still get the job done, certainly. Cam Robinson, not under contract following the 2024 season. Walker Little, not under contract following the 2024 season. So there are some potential long-term needs there, 2025 needs at offensive line potentially, but I don't know that that's the most likely scenario because there's no clear path for an offensive lineman to have early starting reps or early reps for the Jaguars in 2024 right now. Every single draft pick that Trent Baalke has made in the first round of the draft for the Jaguars has had a clear path to playing time. Trevor Lawrence, obviously. Travis Etienne was going to get on the field a lot during his rookie year prior to his injury, regardless of how many carries James Robinson was going to get in that offense. Then you talk about Trayvon Walker, obviously, clear path to playing time. Devin Lloyd, obviously, clear path to playing time. And then last year you had Anton Harrison, who with the Cam Robinson suspension, again, clear path to playing time, right? So I think that the Jaguars are probably going to draft a prospect that has a much clearer path to playing time in the first round than an offensive lineman would. But I wouldn't be against drafting an offensive lineman at all. I've said that, you know, pretty much throughout the entire draft process. I think Troy Fatanu would make a lot of sense. Graham Barton would also make a lot of sense because both of those guys have potential five position flex. So let's say you have an injury at left tackle or right tackle or center or guard, whatever it may be. Those guys give you the potential flexibility to fill in at any spot, and I think that's really valuable. I also think Trent Baalke would just love Amarius Mims, his physical profile, certainly. But again, I just don't really think that offensive line is the most likely thing, so that's not why it's not in the top five. That's why it's honorable mention. And I don't think the Jaguars trade down for an offensive lineman, because I think if you trade down into the 20s, you're probably missing out on the offensive lineman that you covet. There's a lot of buzz about teams wanting to move up into the teens to make sure they get their offensive lineman that they are all about. So final honorable mention, which is least likely honorable mention here, it's defensive tackle. Johnny Newton or Byron Murphy, which honestly would probably get me as fired up as any other possibility for the Jaguars. I just don't see it because neither of these guys have bulky length. I mean, you look throughout Trent Baalke's draft history, every interior defensive lineman, every defensive front player, offensive lineman that he has drafted early has had 33 plus inch arms. Both Byron Murphy and Johnny Newton fall short in that category. So I don't think that he would be leaning in that direction, but I'd be fired up about it. I think that they're both really good prospects. Johnny Newton being a blue chip prospect for me. Now, getting into this top five. At five overall, trade up for the top cornerback on the board. This was an idea kind of posted by John Shipley over at Jaguar Report, who does an awesome job. Obviously, I'm sure y'all know who he is. But he posted the idea that the Jaguars could trade up for like Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold, whoever they have at the top of their board in the early teens, 12 range, potentially. I don't think that's super likely, but I do think it's potentially more likely than some of the other scenarios we've talked about so far, because the Jaguars have a clear need at cornerback. I think that Ronald Darby can start for you, but you'd probably rather have someone that isn't as injured, isn't as aging, you know, as a Ronald Darby, to make sure that you're feeling good about your cornerback room from a top end talent perspective and from a depth perspective. I think that you'd like to get a guy who can probably play nickel as well. I think that Quinyon Mitchell and Terrion Arnold would be the top two corners on the Jaguars board. I think Cooper DeJean is definitely a wild card. I don't know how they're going to view him, but I do think that he has a lot of the traits Trent Baalke does look for, generally speaking. So that's an interesting one to keep in mind. But I think fifth most likely scenario is that the Jaguars trade up for the top cornerback on the board. And the reason they would do that is because they're guaranteeing themselves potentially whoever they want at cornerback. And to get your top-rated player at a position of need in the draft presents a lot of value. On the flip side, you're also losing probably a third-round pick in order to move up to get that player. So I don't love the idea of trading up for a corner, quite honestly. But would I be mad if the Jaguars walk away from day one with Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold or Kool-Aid McKinstry? Would I be mad at that result? Not necessarily. But it would stink for me losing a third-round pick if that's what it does take to get up to get one of those guys, especially when you know that there's going to be a Kool-Aid McKinstry or a Cooper DeJean or someone else that you could potentially value at your pick or even later on. So I would not be for trading up for a cornerback, but I kind of understand the thought process a little bit. At four.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Take a wide receiver at 17 overall. You know, Brian Thomas Jr., Adonai Mitchell, even Keon Coleman, for me, fit this range of the draft at wide receiver. I think that the Jaguars, you could argue that the clearest path to playing time on this roster is at wide receiver, outside receiver, right? Yes, Zay Jones is still in the building. He's coming off an injury, did not have a good year in 2023. Again, battling through injuries. You're going to have Gabe Davis out there starting. But is a Zay Jones going to keep a Brian Thomas Jr. or Adonai Mitchell off the field all that much, or even Keon Coleman? I don't think so. I think that the talent separation is just too vast to keep one of those rookies off the field for a Zay Jones. So I do think they could take a wide receiver at 17. I don't think they necessarily want to do that. I think Trent Baalke would love the skill sets physically that Brian Thomas Jr. and Adonai Mitchell have, and even Keon Coleman for that, from that perspective. But I think it's less likely than the next three scenarios that we're going to talk about. At number three, trading up for one of the top three wide receivers, because I know Trent Baalke probably loves those three guys. They all bring incredible traits to the field, right? Like, obviously Marvin Harrison Jr. is probably going to be the first receiver off the board, but he is so polished and has a great frame. You know, he's got length and athleticism, body control. He's an expert route runner coming out of college, you know, runs routes like his dad, but is bigger and more athletic. Romo Dunze, unbelievable. You know, the combination of size at 6'3", 215 pounds, athleticism, the ability to separate, go up and get 50-50 balls, just a smooth football player. I think he's going to be a star in the league for a long time and pretty much immediately. And then Malik Nabers, who's like a powder keg, right? This is a guy that is instant offense, you know, can produce at all three levels of the field, can go up and get the football. Unbelievable acceleration, throttle, you know, the ability to start and stop. I mean, he can run past you so quickly. He can change gears up and down to get people out of position. And I think that, you know, all three of those prospects are prospects I think Trent Baalke would absolutely love to have. Now, the caveat to that is you have to give up a lot of draft capital, more draft capital than he's ever given up in all likelihood, to potentially land one of them. I think maybe Chicago at 9 could be a trade down candidate. A lot of Chicago Bears fans want Romo Dunze. There's buzz on them liking Byron Murphy. What if they decide, hey, we want to trade down a couple spots and take a Byron Murphy or a Johnny Newton and recoup some draft capital that we don't have? Because, you know, after 1 and 9, the Bears do not have much draft capital at all. Then the New York Jets, you talk about them. They do not have a second round pick right now. The Jaguars have a pick at 48 that they could offer, you know, 17 and 48 to move up to 10 to go get their wide receiver if one of those wide receivers is still on the board. Denver at 12. Could one of the wide receivers still be there? I don't know. I kind of doubt it when you're starting to talk about getting past 10 overall. But if four quarterbacks come off the board to start this draft, and then you talk about Joe Alt coming off the board, you talk about Dallas Turner, Byron Murphy, you're starting to flirt with getting into range where the Jaguars could maybe move up to get one of those wide receivers. We'll see how it plays out. I don't think that's the most likely scenario. I don't think that's one of the top two most likely scenarios. In both of the top two scenarios, I think the Jaguars land a cornerback. I think taking a cornerback at 17 is the second most likely scenario for the Jags here. You know, draft day trades require a lot of moving parts. They require two parties to agree on, you know, very valuable assets. This is what teams prepare for all year. What front offices prepare for all year, and then to trade, it takes a lot. So there's a good possibility the Jaguars just stick at 17 and then end up taking a cornerback, whichever cornerback is available. I wouldn't be surprised if all the cornerbacks were still on the board at 17 overall. I really wouldn't. You know, you talk about quarterbacks. If the Broncos get Bo Nix and the Raiders decide to go with an offensive lineman or Michael Penix or what have you, there's a very good chance that a corner, top corner, is still on the board. The Colts could certainly take a corner, but they haven't done that a lot in the first round. I think if Brock Bowers is still there for the Colts, they'll probably jump at that to create just offensive mismatches all over the place. So again, I think it's possible the top corner could be on the board. If not the top corner, probably your second highest rated corner will still be there, in my opinion. And I look at, you know, Quinyon Mitchell, Terrion Arnold, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Cooper DeJean. Which one is their top rated cornerback? Your guess is as good as mine. I would guess that it's Quinyon Mitchell because he has the best combination of traits. Even though he doesn't have elite length, he has elite speed, very good size. He's physical, has aced every step of the NFL draft process. When you talk about his film evaluation, it's really good. Even though he didn't play press man coverage in college, it's still awesome tape. He has the physical profile to play any type of coverage you ask him. And then did fantastic at the Senior Bowl, did fantastic at the Combine. I think that Quinyon Mitchell is the cleanest cornerback prospect, even though he comes from a smaller school. And then I think Terrion Arnold, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Cooper DeJean, all of those guys are first-round quality corners, in my opinion. Cooper DeJean offers you a ton of versatility as well. I think that Terrion Arnold can certainly play the slot. So, yeah, I think that that's a fairly likely scenario that the Jaguars stick and pick at 17 and take a corner. But I think the most likely scenario is that they trade down for one of those cornerbacks. This is the same group of players we were just talking about, just in a different spot a little bit further down the draft board. I think that teams are going to want to be trading up for offensive tackle. And I think the Jaguars could be the benefit of an offensive tackle run, moving back a little bit and still getting one of your top two, three, four corners on the board and feeling really good about that while also recouping more draft capital, probably a third round pick. It's always analytically smart to move back if you can and still land players that you value. So I think the Jaguars could certainly be able to do that with the way that this draft pans out. I can't wait to see what happens tonight. We've got about, what, 5 hours left until the 2024 NFL draft kicks off with the first round in Detroit. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below about these possibilities, what you think is the most likely scenario for the Jaguars in round one. Drop a comment in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.